Previously on Studio 60.
On Monday, I'm going to start to build a city in China. There's an American consortium, including TMG, Steve Wynn, MGM Grand. We're investing $20 billion in Macau to turn it into the Las Vegas of Asia.
We're this close.
I just drove us 99 yards down the field. Take it the last yard. Put it in a damn house.
It's strange that you're here.
I don't think so.
Really?
Lots of men here.
They're the fathers.
You think all of them?
Excuse me. Are there any men here who are neither the husband nor the father? Get your hand out.
At 12 weeks, a healthy baby would be about 2 inches long and weigh less than an ounce. If you're under 35...
I'm under 35.
There's no time for vanity.
I'm under 35.
All right, say you're under 35. Then you're not considered a high-risk mother, and as a result, no, what is that word?
Amniocentesis.
Good. No amniocentesis is required. If you were over 35, then what we got to do is stick a needle about half a foot into your stomach and get some fluid from your prenatal girth.
Why are you here?
Morale.
I really don't need help.
Not now, but you will soon, because this says you're going to have to make a journey of 1,200 miles to bury your eggs in the warm mud.
Danny.
Wait, that can't be you.
No.
It's an Alaskan king crab that has to do that.
Yeah.
Why won't you tell me who the father is?
You don't know him.
I don't want to know him.
How do you know?
Because if it was someone I wanted to know, he'd be here.
What makes you think I told him?
Because I do know you.
Jordan?
Thank you. Yes, I told him.
Well, it's entirely up to you, kiddo.
Yeah.
But I'll pay for everything. No worries in that department.
You can step behind the partition and put on this gown.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. So, who was it?
My ex-boyfriend.
Mom.
Yes.
Wait.
Ironic.
The guy from Great Western Mutual who ratted me out on the drug test?
Yeah.
Was sleeping with him to get that information really worth it?
I didn't sleep with him to get the information. He gave the information so he could sleep with me.
Still, integrity all over the place.
This is the time for a lecture?
No, that was about 12 weeks ago. By the way, did you and the last honest man get loaded on Jägermeister and forget that there's like 500 different kinds of birth control?
Jordan!
How are you?
Daniel Tripp.
The husband.
But we're not married.
The boyfriend, then.
No, I'm the executive producer.
Oh, hey, you're Danny Tripp.
Yes, sir.
The show's great.
Thanks a lot.
I love Nicolas Cage and all the different jobs you got him. Couples counselor, shop teacher.
Thanks, I'll pass that along.
Fellas, I'm a little exposed here.
Let's get started.
You're not planning on staying and watching, are you?
No, this stuff makes me a little queasy. I'm just gonna step over here, but I'm right here for you.
I don't know how I got so lucky.
There is a small chance we can determine the sex on ultrasound. Are you interested?
No. Yes. No. Yes. No!
She'll take yes. And by the way, Doc, if you don't detect any maleness on the first pass, don't necessarily assume it's a girl. The biological father is only a fraction of a man to begin with.
Is that right?
Stop it.
He's an executive at my studio's insurance company. He gave Jordan privileged information in order to sleep with her. He's a real stand-up guy, though. He offered to pay for everything.
Jackass.
Thank you, sir.
Have you told anyone?
Just my assistant, Kevin, that's it.
And Mr. Tripp.
I had to tell him.
She wanted to.
I was semi-conscious. I had to make sure he wasn't going to force a B12 injection on me.
You just described the beginning of every great love story.
No one else knows?
You don't tell people until after the 12th week, and this is the 12th week.
Well, guess what?
What?
Start telling people.
We're having a baby?
I'm having a baby.
Relax, you'll be involved.
Good Good morning. Everybody have a good weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Matt?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's a Christmas tree.
Really?
Yeah.
What are you, Linus?
Yes. Yes, I am. I carry with me the true meaning of Christmas.
You carry with you a dead Christmas tree.
Okay, Ebenezer. First of all Christmas trees are dead. They've been chopped down. Second of all, I forgive you for slagging my tree because I carry with me the true meaning of Christmas. Andy, what do we got?
We have a year in review theme.
Okay.
Lucy?
Something where the Yugoslavians honor all the famous people who died in 2006, and it's just a series of glamour shots of Milosevic.
Maybe.
Killer Spinach on Trial.
Okay.
Day Without a Mexican, Brokeback Mountain.
Kim Jong-il.
Okay, but what about Christmas?
What about it?
It's our Christmas show.
Yeah, I thought we'd ignore that.
Why?
Because Wes always ignored it.
I know, he did, but you know why?
Because it's L.A. and it's 85 degrees outside.
We're doing a Christmas show.
L.A. just doesn't feel like Christmas.
We're going to make it feel like Christmas.
We can put your tree on the stage and it'll be just like Dickensian London.
Hey, that happens to be a noble fir. Those things grow to be 200 feet tall.
Yeah, I don't think that one's going to make it.
How is it? I'm Jewish and I'm the only one with Christmas spirit. Come to think of it, how is it I'm the only Jew in a comedy writer's room?
All good questions, but take some advice from your Protestant brothers. Let's do the year in review and screw Christmas.
Screw Christmas?
Uh-oh.
Not on my watch. Look, I hate Los Angeles like everybody else, but I have to work here because in any other part of the country, I'm unemployable. So, we are going to deck the halls with boughs of holly. I want to hear sketch ideas with Santa and Rudolph and chestnuts and burning logs.
We could set the tree up.
Shut up. Hey, how are you?
Good. You know anybody who got hit in the earthquake?
There was an earthquake?
4.1, about 10 miles northwest of Fontana. About a dozen injuries and some houses came down, but the real damage was to the freeway.
The 10?
Yeah.
What happened to it?
Well, it split in half, basically. There was like a 15-foot chasm. It's a miracle no car flew headfirst into the thing.
A Christmas miracle.
That's right.
You know, Wes never did a Christmas show.
I know. He always thought it was cheesy from L.A.
It doesn't have to be.
It doesn't have to be.
It doesn't.
This is a TV studio. We can do any kind of magic we want.
We could do the magic of Christmas.
We absolutely can.
I don't have anything written yet, but we're gonna need a lot of snow.
That could be a problem.
Why?
Because our set dressing warehouses are in Fontana.
And?
They collapsed.
Really?
Well, not all the way, but enough.
Thanks for showing up to work. What are you doing?
Trying to find out if anyone who works here is injured or dead.
Everyone's fine.
A couple of warehouses came down.
Those things are made out of Jiffy Pop. They'll be back up again at the end of the week.
But in the meantime, we need snow.
What's he talking about?
The three of us are going to bring some holiday romance to this city. On the Miracle on the Sunset Strip, and you're, you know, two other guys.
Thank you. Excellent.
Seriously.
I'm with you.
Our snow is in one of those warehouses.
Can we make our own?
Sure.
Oh.
Bubbles?
Sure, if this were a Don Ho Christmas, do we really need snow?
Yeah, we need snow. We need snow banks, snowmen, snowballs.
Snowballs!
What about them?
The things. The pink marshmallows with the coconut on top. Shaved coconut!
Beautiful, and they're indigenous to L.A.
No, they're not.
They grow on palm trees.
Not ours.
What do ours do?
Nothing.
This city needs me.
Yeah, we all do. Listen, close the door, would you? The reason I was late this morning was I was at the doctor.
What's wrong?
Nothing. I'm fine. It was an OBGYN. Jordan's pregnant.
You're kidding.
You're kidding.
No.
Who's the father?
The guy from the insurance company who outed me.
Wow.
Yeah. He wants to pay for it, but that's it. So, you know, I'm gonna have him shove his wallet up his ass.
Danny?
Yeah.
Why were you at the doctor?
Hmm?
Why were you at the doctor?
I wanted to be.
How's his mood?
Son of a holy bitch!
Never mind.
Son of a holy godforsaken bitch! I'm gonna get a gun. I swear to God I am.
Take your medicine.
There is no medicine. There's no law.
What happened?
We did the news. Which, by the way, we're required by the federal government to do. That's been the deal. We get free use of the airwaves to broadcast your entertainment shows, in exchange for which we provide the public with informational programming. We call that the NBS Nightly News. At the moment, we're fighting two wars, and so the news division thinks we should cover that, and I agree with them.
What happened, Jack?
An embedded reporter did a live remote last night
about school rebuilding in Charikar, Afghanistan. Our guy's interviewing a private when an RPG screams over their head.
What's an RPG?
A rocket-propelled grenade. It explodes into the rocks, and the private shouts a word.
What word?
A word I don't use with women.
He said...
Yes. Same word anyone would use. Same word Mr. Rogers would use if a rocket-propelled grenade missed him by 50 feet.
Don't tell me.
The FCC says it was indecent. They're going to fine us $325,000 per affiliate that aired the news report.
That's insane.
No kidding.
It was a live news report.
You have to understand that pro-family groups support our troops in this time of war. Just as long as we don't have to see or hear what our troops fighting a war looks and sounds like. What do you need?
Well, I wanted to tell you that I'm pregnant. I'm pregnant. I'm due in the middle of May.
What?
I'm pregnant.
You having a baby?
Yes.
That's fantastic.
Really?
Yeah. Who's the father?
An old boyfriend I got together with for a night. It's not very, you know.
I'm sorry I yelled. Have a seat.
Fight him, Jack. Take him to federal court. It's a First Amendment issue.
First Amendment doesn't apply to broadcast television.
They'll look ridiculous in public and they'll back down.
Says you.
They will.
If they don't, they'll pull our transponder license, the one we use to beam our programming to the affiliates. Then they'll take the licenses from the affiliates. They'll end the network.
It's the news, Jack. Lawyer up.
Congratulations on the baby.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
What are you doing?
I was going to throw my beach stuff in the laundry.
When were you at the beach?
Yesterday.
Isn't the sand on the floor now?
That's better than a broken washing machine.
Wouldn't shaking the sand out of the towel back at the beach be the best of all? And can we turn off hot fun in the summertime?
Sure. What would you like to listen to?
Mr. Bing Crosby, Mr. Burl Ives.
Perry Como.
Mr. Perry Como. Wait, was that a dig at Christmas?
At you.
Okay. Am I still on for racquetball at lunch?
No, you're not. Zane's out sick the whole week.
Oh, man.
You want me to find you someone else?
It's not the racquetball. It's his trumpet. We're not going to have his trumpet?
Hey.
What do you know?
Go ahead and write in all the snow you want. We just bought a truckload of coconuts.
Excellent. Hey, did you hear Zane's out for the week?
Yeah, but Willie says he's got a good sub.
Hey.
You wanted us?
Yeah. I'll see ya.
Yeah.
Hot fun in the summertime.
Turn it off.
What'd you need?
Any Christmas ideas you might have.
There's no such thing as the Star of Bethlehem.
Jesus was born in North Africa. How come in pain does it always look like he's one of the Bee Gees?
All right, Christmas ideas that don't shriek of meanness.
Hey, your people stole Jesus from my people.
Perhaps. This is about everyone raising a glass of wassail.
Of what?
Wassail. Here we go, a wassailing.
It was a comet.
What?
The Star of Bethlehem. They saw a comet and they went to a manger with a lamb, a camel, a kid with a fife.
A drum. A boy on a drum. A little drummer. There's a whole song. It doesn't matter. Go downstairs and help these guys pitch me.
This could be a good chance to let Lucy get to know me.
He likes Lucy now.
With the eyes and the face and everything.
She's got a great face.
Hey, step back.
Why? I like her face.
Aren't you about 100 years old?
Aren't you only marginally talented?
All right, Santa's helpers, out the door.
It's a great face with the mouth.
I will beat you up.
A good one, Tommy. You're as cute as a button.
Mondays, it's like the dementia grows by. I'm not even talking to anybody right now. Suzanne!
Yeah, okay, gotta go. I called K-Earth 101. I told him Matthew Albee wants to hear some Perry Como.
You didn't.
Nah, Christmas joke.
Can you get me Harriet?
She's out at lunch with Luke Scott.
All right. Wait, what?
What kind of jerk has their agent set up a lunch?
Well, I don't know, Harriet. What kind of jerks are there? I mean, what are my choices?
I should have said no.
But you didn't.
It's Christmas.
What are your plans?
Well, we're off until the second week in January, so Jeannie and Samantha and I rented a little place in Idaho, and I'm going to take skiing lessons.
I didn't mean for the holidays. I meant for the future.
What do you mean?
What are your plans for the future?
Really, just the show Friday night, and then the skiing lessons, and then the next show.
How about a movie?
Well, I'd love to. I can't on weeknights, but pretty much every Saturday or Sunday is fine.
Yeah, or we can make a movie.
Are you offering me a job?
Welcome to the lunch, yes.
You talking about the Rolling Stones movie or something else?
It's not the Rolling Stones. It's Brian Jones who formed the Rolling Stones. His girlfriend, Anita Pallenberg, ran off with Keith Richards. Heath Ledger's playing the part.
And you want me to play Tammy Wynette?
No. I want you to play Anita Pallenberg.
You know, sometimes it's hard to tell with you, Luke, when you're kidding.
You've got ability well beyond comedy. I boarded you for 20 shooting days, which would spread across your hiatus weeks, and you'll get an Oscar nomination for Best Supporting Actress. Are you still mad I had the agent set up a launch?
Here's what we have so far. One of Santa's reindeer, mildly traumatized by an accident last year, is reluctant to pull the sleigh, and so Santa brings in the reindeer whisperer.
That's fantastic. Lucy, I love that idea. I want to do it. I want to go with you guys to Mandani.
It was Darius's pitch.
Then let me tell you why it's iffy. The horse whisperer was like 10 years ago.
I'll tell you what else. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer got the names wrong. It's not Donner. It's Dunder and Blixen. Not Blitzen.
We three wise guys, the characters from Goodfellas on camels.
Hang on, it's not Dunder.
And he whistled and shouted and called them by name. On Dasher, on Dancer, on Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Dunder and Blixen. That was the night before Christmas. A white guy writing a song for Montgomery Ward screwed up the names.
And Twas the Night Before Christmas was written by Jesse Jackson?
We three wise guys.
Nowhere in the Bible does it say there were three of them. There was never a camel. They didn't travel from afar. It was 6 miles. And everything in the song is wrong.
It was Lucy's pitch.
Beautiful job, eh?
Simon, tell Lucy about the time you were arrested on about 43 larceny counts in high school.
Okay, cool. Why don't you tell her about the time everybody thought you were gay in high school?
It's a big help having you guys here.
Check it out.
We really do need to work.
We're gonna make some prototypes now.
Excellent.
How do you open a coconut?
It's actually pretty hard. They do it with like a machete.
Nah. Stand back. Pieces might fly.
Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad wants to double his country's population to 120 million people. In a recent speech to Parliament, Ahmadinejad urged Iranian...
She's got the slightest little overbite.
Redipped into frame twice.
Isn't that cute?
Howie may have been off his mark in the mall.
You want to play some racquetball?
I'm meeting with product placement people.
Hey, when's Jordan due?
Middle of May.
What's she going to do about the upfronts?
What is she going to do about the upfronts?
Network's gonna have to make them earlier. Or later. I can't do that. She's gonna have to have someone else make the presentation. She can't do that either. It's her first schedule. It's the biggest day of the year for her.
Danny?
Yeah?
You're caring more about other people than you usually do.
You're the one who just said, what's she gonna do about the upfronts?
Mine was an idle question. Then I moved on to other things in my head.
So was mine.
No, it wasn't. It was genuine interest.
In case you haven't noticed, she's doing a good job.
And there you just defended her.
What's wrong with that?
For starters, no one's attacking her.
Go right!
Okay. What?
Nothing.
Say it.
Nothing.
Just say it out loud.
Nothing.
Okay. Hello.
Hello.
How is Luke?
Good.
Lucas.
Good.
Lunch with Luke.
What is your problem?
It's Luke.
I need to see Danny.
About what?
About a private conversation between me and Danny.
I'm an executive producer, too.
Yeah, but I need to speak to the one who's important.
About Luke?
All right. Why don't we just get this over with now? I've been offered a part in his Rolling Stones movie.
Anita Pallenberg?
That's right. How did you know?
I didn't, but you're great casting for that.
Really?
Yeah, it's a great part. Brian, Keith, Mick Jagger, they all considered her a musical confidant. Paint It Black was all her.
You're not gonna throw cold water on this because it's Luke directing?
Harry, I don't think you're getting how big a break this is for you.
No, I'm getting it. I didn't think that you'd be getting it.
Of course I get it. We'll make the schedule work any way we need to.
He says he can shoot me out in 20 days. And he's boarded them during hiatus weeks.
Whatever, it's Anita Pallenberg. Any of those guys would have broken up the band for her.
I never would have expected this from you.
Why not? No matter what, I've always been your biggest fan.
Thank you, Matthew.
You know what else is great? That Luke is able to spend $60 million of Paramount's money to date you again.
Ow!
Abs of granite, baby. Hard as a rock.
You think he cast me so he can sleep with me?
No, I think he cast you so he could marry you and sleep with other people.
Ow! When did this stomach happen?
Leg lifts with Jeannie.
Oh.
Don't hurt yourself, Anita.
I'm going into Danny's office because he is a real man.
Okay.
Danny.
Yeah?
I'll come back later.
Okay.
Why do I even talk to you?
Little thing called macho. Say it!
Get out!
Hi.
Sorry. I'm meeting for two.
At least.
Hey, are you guys doing a Christmas show?
Yeah. Yeah, we are. Matt's got a real head of steam about it. We're buying all the coconuts we can find.
You need coconuts for the Christmas show?
I didn't hear you with the roll in your mouth.
You need coconuts for a Christmas show?
To make snow.
Well, I'm glad you're doing it. I miss home.
Charlottesville, Virginia.
That's right. Most people think I'm from Massachusetts.
No, you went to school in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Have you thought about the upfronts? You could go into labor in the middle of presenting your fall schedule to 3,000 advertisers.
Yeah, it's gonna be my gimmick.
Seriously?
I'll figure something out.
Okay.
Are you meeting someone in the building for lunch?
No, I just came over because I realized the upfronts were right around your due date.
Why didn't you just call?
You're right across the street. And I'm a nut about exercise. I'm in very good shape.
Okay.
This is what I'm talking about.
Hey, Miracle, check it out. Rodney!
Excellent. It's a winter wonderland.
Yeah, and then later you can make pina coladas.
Keep it up. Cal?
Yeah?
What's going on with this?
What do you mean?
What's he doing?
There are going to be reindeer up in the balcony. He's waving at them.
He's giving the Nazi salute.
Nah, he's waving at the reindeer.
Why wouldn't the reindeer be with him?
Well, when you start to apply logic to Santa Claus, Matt...
All right, let's set logistics aside. He's saying Heil Hitler.
I think you're reading too much into it.
He's giving the Nazi salute.
Well, now that you've said it, that's all I can see.
It's all anybody can see.
Yeah, he's got the crazy eyes too, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Let's get rid of demented Santa Claus!
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for the hat.
It came with a red velvet miniskirt and garters. Would it make you feel better if I wore that?
It wouldn't hurt.
I was just trying to save quarters for the laundry by doing it here.
I understand. Ah, look at this. This is nice. Everybody together, pitching out Christmas sketches for a Christmas show. Let me hear what you got.
Christmas is a sham, Matt. It's a ruse.
It is.
Jesus was born in 5 BC.
And he wasn't born in December.
He couldn't have been because the description in Luke of the shepherd would put it in spring or fall.
And it turns out that the image of Santa Claus, as we know it, was invented in 1931 by an artist named Hayden Sunbloom, who had been commissioned to do a portrait of Sinterklaas by the Coca-Cola Company.
The two of you brought them all over to the dark side?
Hey, I just said there was no Star of Bethlehem, and then everybody got on the internet for 2 days.
Jesus was African.
It was a comet. Or possibly Ursa Major in the northern sky, but I'm not...
I don't care! It doesn't matter! What the hell did you do to my tree?
I was drying my socks.
All right.
Context used to matter.
We're not living in the land of used to.
I understand that, Mike. I'm explaining it to Jack.
I understand it, too.
NPR was able to run the wiretaps of John Gotti swearing because it was understood he was a bad guy, as opposed to a soldier who's a role model.
Yeah. Hang on. What do you need?
Can I sit in on the meeting?
No. How'd you get past my secretary?
By telling her I was invited to sit in on the meeting.
This is corporate and this is news. It's not entertainment.
Let me sit in.
I'll totally behave. I won't say a word.
Jack?
Yeah. Sit down.
Jordan McDear, she's auditing.
You want at any price to avoid a war with federal regulators.
Well, why?
They'll win. They'll block any media-related mergers. That's Macau. They can bounce you out of a spectrum auction, and your competitors will get greater broadcast power.
Is there a chance they'd single us out for... Do you need a menu?
No. Apricot Danish.
Good. Is there a chance they'd single us out for...
Special indecency treatment. You can count on it.
Yeah, Ian's right. You've got shows where young people are talking about sex, having homosexual sex, sex with strangers, threesomes. They're going to suddenly decide to take a closer look.
Hey, if you know about these shows, send them to me. It's development season. I'm not even here.
They're offering a good option. Time to lay the news.
No.
A 5-second delay? Who's going to care?
Our news producers and reporters, for one. They're already leaving the networks for cable over credibility issues. What's going to happen when you...
You don't want a time to lay the news? Okay. We fly to Washington, we meet with the FCC chair, and see if we can get a greatly reduced fine if we agree to give away time for PSAs. It's a face-saving gesture for everyone.
MBS News should apologize because somebody shot at one of their reporters?
Well, that's it.
Obviously, that's not it.
Then I go back to what I said at the beginning. Take on the FCC, and you need to know the cost of losing.
I came to hear that guy.
He's a sub. Our regular guy's sick this week.
So's our regular trombone player. And his sub told me to hear this guy play.
He's good.
That's why I was surprised to see him playing in your band.
Get your feet off the chair, talk show. Nice guys. 4:30 Friday for a 5:30 dress. Thanks a lot. Excuse me.
Yes, sir.
I'm Danny. I'm the executive producer. Thanks a lot for sitting in today.
Well, I appreciate the gig.
You want one full time?
No, I can't do that.
Why not?
Fella I'm sitting in for did me a favor.
All right. Well, you should know Kevin Eubanks is sitting down there. And I think you got a job at the Tonight Show if you want.
No, they've got their horn section. I'm grateful for this, but I appreciate it.
Whoa. Well, wait up. Where are you from?
I don't want to get anyone in trouble, man. The guy's doing me a favor.
No one's in trouble.
I'm from New Orleans.
How could Jesus' birth have taken place 4 years before the birth of Christ?
How come Europeans decided to look like Doug Henning?
It doesn't matter. Shepherds don't work in December.
Another expert theologian heard from.
Yeah, the Gospels say he was born during the reign of Herod the Great, and according to the historian Flavius Josephson, Herod died in 4 BC.
Flavius Josephson.
The Immaculate Conception has nothing to do with the birth of Jesus.
I think it probably does.
In describing Mary, the original Hebrew text of Isaiah uses the word Alma, which refers to a young woman of marriageable age, not the word Bethela, which means virgin.
And you're getting this on?
Virginbirthsdebunked.
Okay.
.org.
Excuse me.
See, Lucy, I'm a bit of an astronomy buff.
Loser. The word is loser.
They calculated the number of homes with children and the average weight of 2 presents per child.
What'd they come up with?
He'd need 214,200 reindeer pulling a sled weighing 321,000 tons at 3,000 times the speed of sound.
Zane's not out sick this week.
What's going on?
Players all over town. Here are the Tonight Show, session players, pit bands. They're trying to do it under the radar, but they're calling in sick.
Why?
They heard there were basically homeless musicians in town from New Orleans. They're sleeping on people's couches. By the way, if our trumpet players any indication, they can blow the doors off any room they feel like. The LA guys are trying to get them a union card and a paycheck. They can send some presents home.
We should pay the guys who are calling in sick.
I had a different idea. Is there a sketch you feel like you can cut right now?
Sure. I could cut Immaculate My Ass, HBO's Ho Ho Ho's, and Hookers at the Pole.
Good. We might need 4 minutes in the middle of the show.
For what?
I'll let you know by the end of the day.
You spoken to Jordan since Monday?
Me?
Yeah.
No, not really.
You don't know what she's doing about the upfronts?
No.
What did you mean, not really?
I've driven by her house a couple times.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's gotta take you back, huh, Moondoggy?
Her house is on the way to work.
If you're driving from Tijuana.
Leave me alone.
Last time I was in this theater was to hear Caruso sing Vesti la Giuva from Pagliacci.
Is that right?
No. Caruso died 15 years before I was born. Why do young people have no sense of the past?
Caruso's dead?
Yeah.
Leave this poor girl alone. How are you feeling?
I can't stop eating.
Oh, enjoy that.
I am.
Where's Jack?
I don't know. He should be alone.
Down the corridor. Down the stairs, dressing room D.
I know it well.
Good evening, I'm Simon Stiles.
And I'm Harriet Hayes. Just after a man purchased a Picasso painting for $139 million, the seller, Las Vegas mogul Steve Wynn, accidentally hit the painting, creating a finger-sized hole in the canvas. Wynn apologized and attributed the fault to retinitis pigmentosa, an ocular disease that damages peripheral vision. The buyer then punched Wynn in the face, apologized, and attributed the fault to reflexive affluentis magoo, an emotional disease that makes him want to punch rich blind people in the face.
A new study released by the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University finds that most men are almost always thinking about sex. In the soon-to-be-published companion study, researchers hope to be able to prove through a series of controlled experiments that water quenches your thirst. The Pentagon announced today that...
Hey!
Don't let me stop you.
How you doing, man?
Style.
You got your tickets?
Front row. Get to heckle Danny. These are for you.
You're beautiful. Let me put them in my dressing room.
The Steve Wynn joke's funny.
Well, he's a very nice guy. You think he's gonna mind?
Only if he's watching. I was happy to hear your deal closed.
Me too. Wasn't hard. You're paying me scale.
That'll change. Everybody around here happy for you?
Yeah.
Matt?
Yeah. Well, you know, yeah. He thinks you're trying to date me again, but he's just...
I am.
Huh?
I am trying to date you again.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not why you cast me, right?
No. I cast you because you'll be good. I can do both.
Okay.
Did what I just say make you uncomfortable?
No.
5 minutes, please. 5 minutes to air.
You should go upstairs.
Eat him up.
In 5, 4, 3.
Hi, fella. You wanna step over here a second?
Oh, no. Who are you?
I'm Chris Hansen from Dateline. Can I ask what the heck you were doing coming to see a 12-year-old girl in the middle of the night?
She wrote me a letter.
Where's the stone?
We accidentally cooked it.
The lights?
Yeah.
Are we gonna have it by the end?
They're shaving more coconuts right now. And you just figured I'm gonna go to the house of an underage girl in the middle of the night.
That's what I do.
In a disturbing twist, the gentleman explains that he's been visiting young children in their homes for what he describes as years.
News 60 is next. Stand by, Harriet. Stand by, Simon.
30 seconds back.
Hang on, I got a note for you from the dress.
Use your downstage hand to reach for the glass in Nancy Grace.
5, 4, 3.
Hey, Luke. How you doing?
From Los Angeles, California, it's News 60 with Harriet Hayes and Simon Stiles.
Good evening, I'm Simon Stiles.
And I'm Matt. Harriet. I'm Harriet Hayes. Just after a man purchased a Picasso painting for $139 million, the seller, Las Vegas mogul Steve Wynn, accidentally hit the painting, creating a finger-sized hole in the canvas. Wynn apologized and attributed the fault to the
Yeah, I'm sorry to disturb you. I know you're with your grandchildren.
I'd like them to meet you. You know, this may be the first time I've ever seen you without a necktie. What's the matter, kid? You don't look well.
Last Sunday night, there was an incident on our news. During a live feed from Afghanistan, a Marine, as well as a reporter who was interviewing him, had an RPG explode nearby, and the Marine said... Well, he said...
Mm-hmm.
I waited to tell you so I could speak with some lawyers and give you good advice.
Yeah, I know about what happened.
You know about the FCC?
Yeah.
Well, I've been playing this out every possible way in my head. And I think this. I have to resign. I know the Macau deal is the one you've been waiting for your whole life, and the FCC can block mergers. On the other hand, I just can't be a party to the line that's going to be crossed if we allow them their way on this.
I won't pay a $73 million fine. I won't pay a 73-cent fine. I won't time delay the news, and I won't say I'm sorry. I no longer recognize the authority of the FCC in this matter. I'm going to have to be ordered by a federal judge. And when they come to get my transmitter, they better send a group a hell of a lot more scary than the Foundation for Friendly Families or whatever the hell they are. Let those guys embed themselves with the 2nd Marine Division for a while. They'll rejigger their sense of what's obscene in a quick hurry. Jack, this is the one I've been waiting for my whole life. You are the chairman of the National Broadcasting System. That's why I wanted my grandchildren to meet you.
Yes, sir.
Stand by, 15 seconds to air.
We're back in 5, 4, 3.
Ladies and gentlemen, the city of New Orleans.
Thank you.
a second.
I've been married twice before, and I'm a recovering cocaine addict, and I know that's no woman's dream of a man or of a father. Nonetheless, I believe I'm falling in love with you. If you want to run, I understand. You better get a good head start, because I'm coming for you, Jordan. You should go ahead and chew that sandwich now.
You go.
I went to a place called Say It, Say It, Say It. I said it. Okay.
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 You were right, you know.
About what?
We do live here now.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.